Three,
two.
What's going on, guys? Episode 25 of Pool Boys. We're here. Anniversary episode. Strong episode for us to come back. And, yeah, better than ever, I feel like.
Anniversary episode right here.
Mm-hmm. Like, exactly what I just said.
I wasn't paying attention. I was kind of walking over to somewhere to sit.
Yep, so episode 25, Smaller Dan here.
It's spider web, so I'll sit right next to that.
Smaller Dan here with my boy, Mal Nivum. We're back.
What's up?
And, you know, we're definitely going to do a weekly podcast from now on. 100%. Not going to stop
definitely.
This.
Definitely. No chance we stop this at all.
No. Why? Like, we're on such a great roll right now. One episode every 2 months, I think it is. Well, pretty good.
I mean, 25 episodes in, what, 4 years we've been trying to do this? I think we're on a pretty good track.
I know. All they ask for is consistency, and I don't think we've done. I think that's all we've done is consistency. Consistency.
I think our inconsistency is consistent.
Exactly. Name another podcast that records like 4 episodes in like a 4 month period, and then stops for a 6 month period and comes back.
Well, to be fair, we do record episodes and they just never get released.
Yeah. That's true.
We've done that. I think we've done that at least 6 or 7 times.
I would say there's more unreleased podcasts than there are released podcasts at this point.
Probably.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad. But yeah, we're here to talk sports because that's what this is what the Pool Boys is all about, sports.
It's the whole reason we made it.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't the whole reason.
Yeah, the whole reason is you get sued eventually.
Obviously. Well, the counting clock is still counting.
The what?
Well, we put a countdown to the time we get sued, and those bastards still haven't done it. Like, they're kind of scared.
Those frauds. Those goddamn frauds.
They're scared. They don't want us.
Yep. But, I just want to say this. It isn't fair that the Patriots are this good right now.
Why?
Because you guys have maybe one of the worst offenses in the league.
All right.
The defense you guys have, which shouldn't be that good when you look at it on paper, is like one of the best defenses right now of all time.
If you give Bill Belichick decent players, he's the greatest defensive coach of all time. So, I mean, give him the times the Patriots have had bad defenses when they were starting Julian Edelman at corner. Those are the bad defenses they had.
I don't see the problem.
I don't either. He's very scrappy.
Yeah. But that game against the Jets was just horrific to watch. I mean, I know the Jets aren't good, but come on, man. What was it, 24-0?
That was 33-0.
33-0.
Yeah, we got a safety.
It was just an ugly game. Not a fun game to watch that from that point. It's just not fair. It's not fair.
Well, I keep saying that. Just like, go out there, find the greatest coach of all time, mix him with the best, the greatest football player of all time. And
best quarterback of all time.
Best quarterback of all time. Who's the greatest football player then?
LT?
Oh, my God.
What?
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah. So is whatever Tom Brady does.
Kiss his kids?
Mm-hmm. He sucks the youth out of them.
He eats berries. No, wait, he doesn't eat berries. What does he eat? Avocados.
Water. I don't know.
He eats water, yeah. It's called ice. This is so stupid sometimes.
What happened with Josh Gordon?
He hurt his knee.
Okay.
First it was a sprain. Then it said he was out for the game. And now he's out for the season.
Yeah, but you guys cut him. And then he can get to sign with the team now.
I'm starting to think that it probably wasn't a knee problem.
No, I believe in Josh Gordon now, you know?
When I saw that he was out for the game, I was like, all right, it's probably just a knee problem. But then, out for the season, cut. It's got to be something else.
Yeah, it was weird.
And you saw a lot of Patriots players were tweeting like, oh, pray for Josh Gordon. You'll get better, man. Like, I think they know what's up.
Yeah, and they knew someone was up because they got Mohamed Sanu, which is a pretty good pickup.
People are coming at me telling me that a second round pick for Mohamed Sanu is a stupid idea.
It's pretty good. He's a pretty good player, and you know he's a kind of a better quarterback than Tom Brady.
Exactly. So we have a dual threat quarterback.
A tri threat quarterback, Julian Edelman.
Julian Edelman. Yeah. Completely forgot about that.
You don't know who's going to get the ball. They're both going to be. All three of them are going to be in the pocket or in the shotgun position, and someone's going to get the ball snapped to them.
The pass to Edelman to Sanu to back to Brady back to Edelman to Sanu for a touchdown Brady pass.
Falls down on his ass again.
It's going to be an amazing play.
Mm-hmm.
But you agree, a second-round pick for Sanu is not a bad deal.
It's a little much, but I would do it.
But the Patriots don't need – the thing is, the Patriots don't need draft
picks. I mean, they have a seventh-round pick, right?
What?
Do the Patriots still have their seventh-round pick?
Yeah, probably. They probably
have. All right, then they're fine.
The thing about the Patriots, they make these little trades that get, like, sixth, fifth, and seventh-round picks that no one really sees coming, and they just end up being really good players.
Yeah, they probably already have, like, four other second-round picks this year, so it doesn't really matter.
I walked back to the bad place. I don't know why I did.
Yeah.
I'm pacing at this point.
And the reason I'm so mad you guys are now is because Daniel Jones, big time problem.
I mean, at least he's not Sam Darnold seeing ghosts. That's true. I mean, that was bad. He knew he was mic'd up.
You can't say I'm seeing ghosts when you're versing that kind of. When you're versing your AFC division rival, you can't say I'm seeing ghosts.
And he was mic'd up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know you're mic'd up before the game.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But with Daniel Jones, he just hasn't been playing good.
What? Danny Dimes? I think he's going to lead you guys to a Super Bowl this year.
No, sadly not. I mean, watch out, because he's gonna come back eventually. But right now, he's not doing good.
I mean, he's doing better than Dwayne Haskins.
Dwayne Haskins isn't on that. I mean, that's not really an accomplishment. Dwayne Haskins plays for the Washington Redskins.
Dwayne Haskins hasn't played yet.
Yeah.
Or started.
No,
he's played.
No, he did.
He's played. He hasn't started it.
Well, put respect on his name.
Now, but you go back. Wait, but you go back. Do you make the pick? Do you take Dwayne Haskins?
I would pick. I would pick someone like Josh Allen with the sixth overall pick, not Danny Jones. And then let Danny Jones fall to the 17th overall pick. That's something I would do.
Yeah, no. Like, man.
But it's like since that first week he started Danny Jones, he has like seven interceptions and like four fumbles. So it's not good.
But that first game, Danny, he was so good.
He was so good. He was Danny mother effing Dimes.
It's like, I don't know, like, because I mean, there was only one game, but like, it's kind of like the Jason Tatum effect.
Yeah.
Like, Jason Tatum had a really great rookie season, so everyone still thinks he's really good. You know what I mean? Like, he had a terrible season last year.
Yeah, but Daniel Jones is in his rookie season, and he's not doing good.
No, but, like, he had one good game, and everyone's going to remember that one good game he had this year and be like, oh, he's the future. You know, do you hear what I'm trying? Do you get what I'm getting?
I know what you're trying to say, but it's not really the best comparison.
I don't know who else to compare it to.
I don't know. It's weird.
Huh.
But yeah, Daniel Jones, I'm not saying he's a problem yet. I'm just putting in the implication that he could become a problem for us in the future.
You just got developed. Do you think he starts the rest of the season?
Yeah, he has to. You're not going to put back Eli. It's just going to ruin Daniel Jones' confidence.
You not at any point you put Eli back in?
No, that's just a terrible decision by a G. Oh.
Oh my God, there's a
fire.
Dog barking.
We had to fire our coach.
Who's your coach again?
Pat Shermer.
Oh.
He is becoming very... So, 2 weeks ago, it was 4th and 2nd, and we were down a touchdown. And what did he do in the fourth quarter? He punched the ball away.
Play the field position with your great defense that you have.
This week, it's 3rd and 18, he runs a draw, makes it 4th and 15, goes for it 4th and 15. They get the ball back, and they score a touchdown. And we're down 2 scores. So, terrible. Terrible. These are just not a good coach right now. I was still on him in the beginning of the season. You know, I still had some high hopes for him, but after this...
Where was he before you guys?
He was the Vikings' offensive coordinator. He made Case Keenum good.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to do. Mm-hmm. But I never understand that. Like, I guess, yeah, sometimes you have to move a coach up and make them if they want to be head coach. Like sometimes people aren't head coaches. Sometimes they're just offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators.
Yeah.
Like the Jets' old coach, whatever his name is.
Todd Bowles.
Todd Bowles. Yeah, he's just a great defensive coordinator, but you can't do both.
I don't think Pat Shermer's going to last past the season. But he's just lost his touch.
No, he is.
Why?
Because he has the argument. New quarterback got to develop him. The Jeff Fisher argument.
But he got fired after that season.
Well, Jeff Fisher had enough chances.
That's true.
He'll have one more season. They're going to be like, new QB. Got to develop him.
I think they want to get someone new in to help Daniel Jones now. Because it's obviously looking like Pat Shermer's not doing anything to help him.
What doesn't help Daniel Jones is you guys not having someone for him just to throw it up to.
It's a real shame. If only we had a freaking star wide receiver and we didn't trade him for offensive lineman, and our offensive lineman might be the worst in the league with all the hog mollies Dave Gettleman signed.
What are you talking about? You guys still have Sterling Shepard.
Instead, we don't have our star receiver anymore who is doing nothing in Cleveland because for some reason Baker Mayfield just does not throw the ball. That's hypothetical if we did have a star receiver.
Right now, do you take Daniel Jones or Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
Sophomore slump.
Yeah, I guess. I heard that he was throwing the ball too hard.
Yeah, it's some. Yeah, the ball is too. He has to deflate that ball a little bit.
Yeah, well.
But what's it called? I'd rather have a sophomore slump than a rookie rust. You catch my drift.
Ooh.
You like that?
Never heard of rookie rust. I do like that. I do like that a lot.
Yeah. I just thought of that in my head. I was thinking, what starts with R that could be make someone bad? And I was like, rust.
Speaking of you like that, have you seen, Kirk Cousins could maybe win MVP this season?
No, he's not even, the top five conversation, Liam.
Yeah, I mean, he's been putting up numbers the last, 3 weeks.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers, Christian McCaffrey, they've been putting up numbers all season long, so.
Christian McCaffrey's not going to win that MVP.
You never know. You never know. He's really carrying that Carolina Panthers team right now.
Hey, Cam's still hurt, right?
Yeah, Kyle Allen's the quarterback.
Yeah, Kyle Allen. I've never heard that name before.
You're probably thinking of Josh Allen.
Probably. Josh Allen isn't great.
Yeah, he's fine. You know, the Bills are 5-1?
They're second in the AFC.
Yeah, what the fuck is that noise?
There's a train around here. Thanks. And I kind of just... I mean, even if I was in my room, you'd hear the train. It's very loud.
Hmm. So I saw this thing. Here, let me find the picture real quick. All right. Who do you think is going to finish with the worst record in the regular season? And so here are the odds. Dolphins -250. They're their favorite. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's loud. It's real loud. Give it time. It'll pass.
Bengals +360. Redskins +1,100. 1,100. Falcons +1,700. Jets +3,200. Steelers +3,200. Who do you think is going to be the worst?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be Dolphins.
You know, the Redskins get it.
No. I mean, the Redskins beat them already.
Oh, yeah. I got the Redskins that way.
I think the Dolphins could go 0-16 this year.
I think the Bengals can too.
Oh, I forgot the Bengals. Jesus. No, the Bengals will win one game. The Bengals will win a week 16 game that gets another team into the playoffs for some reason. I can see that happening. But but the Falcons are so bad.
Oh, the Falcons are very bad.
And they shouldn't be that bad. They really shouldn't.
They have all that talent. That have Julio Jones looking to beat Tyler's ass.
They have a good they have a good O-line.
They do. They have a good offense all around. To the trade of Mohamed Sanu. I guess Tevin Coleman was the person they needed most.
Taylor Gabriel too.
Taylor Gabriel.
Oh my god, freaking Aaron Donald picking up the shaking him for his lunch money.
The Falcons are just awfully bad. Wait, what?
Did you hear what I said or not?
Yeah. I had to mute my mic because I have a stuffy nose, you know? So I had to clean it out a little bit.
No, I heard you.
Hey, Danny, I muted my mic.
No, I said, I hear you. I hear why you did that, okay?
I was gonna say now.
I'm a little testy right now. I'm a little testy, bud.
Why? Nothing's gonna break up with this.
So, want the Mets?
No, World Series. So here's my thoughts on the World Series. Obviously, mm-hmm. I want the Astros to win.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. But, if you put it this way, our friend Billy, he keeps trashing the NL. If the NL can get a win against the best team in the baseball right now, that'd be huge for the NL.
That's disgusting of you to say.
I think I got to cheer for the NL in this book.
You're disgusting.
They do this in college. They cheer for their conference all the time. So I guess I got to cheer for my conference.
Wait, can I just bring something up?
What?
Did you, like, feel so weird that, like, freaking Gardner gave that bullpen catcher a legit speech as he ran onto the field to celebrate the walk-off?
Yeah, that's weird.
Hey, bud. He's running up to the field. Hey, bud. Go win this World Series for us. Do it for the fans. Do it for everyone. I'm proud of you guys. He's just a random bullpen catcher running to celebrate.
What the fuck did you say to me, you thumb?
Who is this old man? Get him off the field.
With a fucking ET on the field.
He probably thought it was a fan who ran onto the field. Like, he was like, who the fuck is this guy? Just giving me a flat-out speech to win. Like, shut up, Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
What are the chances that was fake? That he definitely didn't say that.
I don't know. Gardner's a weird guy.
He is a hard ass, so.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it sucks that the Nationals are actually going to win the World Series, because I don't think I hate the Nationals. I think I just hate Bryce Harper.
And you also hate, well, you don't hate, but you also, not really prominent anymore in our scenario, but.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I don't hate Juan Soto yet. He hasn't killed me just yet. I don't hate.
I wish the Nationals won the World Series like 5 years ago. Oh my god.
No, but it's like, I don't hate Rendon either. The only person I really hate on the Nationals is Strasburg. Not Strasburg,
gosh. What do you mean Strasburg?
No, not Strasburg. I meant Scherzer.
Scherzer?
Yeah.
You want to talk about Hardos?
I know. Fucking two eyes. He thinks he's like, ugh, I hate him so much.
He's wearing contact lenses. This guy's faking it.
You can't have two eye colors. That's impossible.
He's faking it. He's been faking it from the start. He's like how Rey Mysterio would wear those pupil eye lenses.
Oh, those were real. What are you talking about?
Oh, my bad. I forgot.
Respect the drip, bro.
Wrestling on Fox, I mean.
It's wrestling right now? I guess we can just move on from World Series.
Wait. Joe Girardi?
I was going to get to that later.
You want to do it later? Okay, let's do it later.
But wrestling right now, it's in a very bad spot. It's not fun to watch.
I didn't watch it, but I heard Kofi Kingston lost, and I was like, yeah, I'm not really going to tune in anymore, because I kind of wanted to see Kofi Kingston be champion.
They gave Lesnar the title so he can verse Cain Velasquez at their Saudi Arabia show.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, wait, have you heard the idea in the UFC, though?
Now what?
They're starting to push Greg Hardy to try to get Brock Lesnar back.
Nice.
But it's going to be weird because Greg Hardy's heel, but they're going to try to turn face Brock Lesnar in the UFC.
Yes, that's... I mean, Brock Lesnar's always...
he's not heel. Facing the... He hasn't been facing the UFC ever.
No, I'm saying... Oh, yeah, okay.
He was he was the biggest asshole in the UFC. Yeah. He was like...
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, just WWE sucks right now. I hate one. They released their new WWE game. It is maybe the worst game. Maybe the worst game I've ever played.
But the best part of those WWE games were glitches, though.
Are so bad. It's not even like it's like glitches in game I've encountered so far. The game just shuts down its own sometimes.
That's Beyonce, did you buy it?
Yeah, I bought it. I'm saying I bought it.
I know, you always buy the fucking game. You can't wait. Is like the W Universe thing still there?
Yeah,
it's not good.
But yeah, it's bad. My career I haven't gotten to yet, but I heard it's very cheesy and corny as always.
Well, no one's better than what's his name, Alex Cash or whatever it was. What? Do you remember that? No. You don't remember that?
What?
Cash. When it was like my career and like your guy's name was like something Cash. You don't remember this.
Liam, I doubt you know what you're talking about because my career has like started like maybe 3 years ago.
No, it was like it was like what, like, is what they their B or Pro used to be when THQ ran it.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't remember this?
Nah.
When you like have a story mode and like Ooh, Triple go. H was like, go. Triple H was like, what happened?
Oh, Stefan Diggs fumbled. God damn it.
What happened?
Diggs fumbled.
I forgot there's football on tonight.
Yeah. But, yeah. And also, what was I going to say?
Is it really? Wait, is WWE really that bad?
It's very bad this year. And also, one of their major graphic designers, Yuke's, they're like a Japanese company. They bailed out on them this year, I guess. And the graphics are a billion times worse. Oh, no.
I've seen them. I've seen
It's
them.
So bad.
They look like action figures.
Yeah, PlayStation already gave out like refunds for the game.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's very
bad. We know damn well Microsoft isn't going to give
Oh, 100% refunds. Not. They never give out refunds.
Are we switching?
I think we might switch.
I don't want to do Xbox anymore.
No, yeah.
The fact that MLB The Show and
Yeah, that's exactly it. I just want to play MLB The Show.
And like everything on PlayStation just has been way so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like, what would we be missing? Like, we wouldn't be missing anything on Xbox.
Halo.
I've never played. I've only played Halo 3.
I've only played Halo Reach. So yeah, that's our monthly WWE talk. Every once in a while, we gotta get it out there. Oh, also Tyson Fury, he's having a wrestling match in a Saudi show.
Oh, the fact that they still have a Saudi show is disgusting in its own.
Yep. At least now instead of two times a year, it's one time a year. You know, gotta give them some credit.
No. Cena's basically done, right?
Yeah, Cena hasn't wrestled. He hasn't had, like, I can't remember the last time he had a real match.
Like, when was the last time he appeared?
WrestleMania.
Really?
Yeah, remember the Thuganomics?
Oh my god, yes. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was the last time he appeared. I can't remember the last time he appeared before that. It might have been WrestleMania again.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Like, they're just gonna run fucking Brock Lesnar out there until he legit dies.
Yeah.
But like nobody wants it.
Mm-hmm. Nobody. Oh, yikes. It's gonna be on Fox Sports 1 tomorrow.
Listening to their fans is really not the biggest thing. They don't really like it.
No, oh, wow. Wait,
they're moving SmackDown to Fox Sports 1?
No, just for tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's the World Series on tomorrow.
They're all doing the transition. They're going to get back on sci-fi.
Okay. I mean...
they're throwing in the towel.
If Fox wanted to do that after a $1 billion deal, sure. That would be a bold move.
Get it back on my nine.
Picks 11.
Those days were the best. Friday night SmackDown. Oh, my God.
JBL, Michael Cole talking about some wrestling.
Mm-hmm. That was back in the day when I wasn't allowed to watch Raw because it was on too late on Monday.
Facts. How long did it take you to realize that SmackDown wasn't live?
It took me until they started saying they were live. When they'd be like, live from this place. I was like, wait, it hasn't been live this whole time?
Yeah, the first time I realized, I don't know if you remember, but remember we went to that SmackDown show?
Oh, yeah, and they did like three shows in one day.
It was SmackDown, and it was SmackDown pre-recorded, and ECW was and, like, the live super, show.
And like Saturday Fever, right? Well, that was Raw. Nah, we went to go see Raw.
Yeah, I remember, you were there for that Raw show with us?
Yeah, we went to go see this, and then it turned like Saturday Fever, where the hell
Saturday
it was
Night. Saturday, what was it called? Fuck.
I think it was like Saturday, like, it was like...
Saturday main event?
No, that's now. Isn't main event nowadays?
What is it called?
It was like Saturday Super Lights? Saturday. No. I think it was Saturday.
Saturday Fever's. Main event.
That was called. It?
Saturday night's main event. Wait, no.
Well, it was like a bunch of neon colors, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't sound right still.
It doesn't sound. I feel like there's lights in there somehow.
Wait, I'm not stopping to figure out what this is called.
Figure it out. You figure it out. Dang, you should start watching Letterkenny. It's so funny.
What?
Watch Letterkenny on Hulu. It's so funny.
I'm good.
No, watch it.
Like I said, I'm good.
You better watch it.
Die.
Yes, yeah, Saturday night's main event.
Why don't I remember that being it?
That's what it was called. It aired from 1985 to 92 to 2006 to 2008.
85? Oh, and, okay. It did not last long.
No. It was, yeah, I don't think anyone ever watched it. I think they only did like three special shows maybe of it like in the 2000s.
Did we go to the show where it turns out Hornswoggle was Vince McMahon's son?
No.
I feel like there was something when we went to that show.
I remember when we went, I think Stone Cold came out.
I think he did too. I remember Finley opened up the show.
I don't know. No, or Finley, was, no, Finley wasn't
on Raw. They didn't see SmackDown.
Yet. Yeah, Finley wasn't on Raw yet.
Finley came back, right?
No.
I thought he was back. He's like all suited up. Well,
he's
not
back, but he's been a producer. Yeah, he's never left. He's been a producer forever now.
Damn, those B-roll play characters really kind of just like became like suits in the industry.
Oh, Eric Bischoff, he was hired as the head writer for SmackDown, and after 2 months they fired him because he didn't know anyone's name and he wasn't helping anyone with storylines and stuff.
Wait, what?
Like after two, so Eric Bischoff was given the head writer role for SmackDown, and after 2 months they fired him.
Why?
Because like he didn't know anyone's name, he wasn't helping anyone with their with scripts and stuff.
Wasn't Eric Bischoff the runner of WCW?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, but he was also the
these,
he also became the
these
GM
guys
of Raw,
just
remember
stick
that?
Around.
Remember that he was a GM of Raw.
He was a G, and he didn't he run TNA?
Yeah.
Jeez.
But no, like Where's he was like, actually like the head like head writer of SmackDown.
Is he? Oh.
Yeah. But now you know
that did you see my Instagram story?
No, what?
Do you know who Patrice O'Neal is?
No.
Oh, never mind then. It's not gonna matter. He's a comedian. He used to write for WWE.
LeBron's the biggest communist ever.
Oh my god, yelling during the national anthem. What an asshole. Oh,
yuck. I almost puked in my trousers.
If I wasn't so erect for the troops, I'd...
I know. Facts.
So, every time I go to bed, I salute the flag with my pants off.
The only that raised, no, I'm not even the one that's rising at that point.
That's a good one. How popular do you think we have to get Barry onto our show?
I want Barry on my show. He's old news now. He got banned from Twitter, basically.
No, then he came back, but he lost a lot of followers.
Yeah, I follow him. I just never see his tweets. I think he's like black, like he's like red list.
No, he got banned again. I follow
his account.
To get him again.
No, I did.
Oh,
but it's like I just never see his tweets. I think he's like red list or something.
He's kind of overdoing it with the Brady talk because he kind of just does it every day. Like I know that's his like thing, but like he does it every day.
You would say that you triggered red.
No, I know. His troops tweets are still funny.
How's it feel to have the best team in basketball at the time of recording?
Me?
Yeah. Well, it's not me.
Feels good. Good overtime win last night. Yeah.
Yeah.
I caught the end of the game last night.
It's a shame now you're not in New York. You can't watch the game.
No, I get yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I got to watch the end of the game last night. Also, NBA streams on Reddit are down, so I can't watch it on my phone anymore. Bro, Cat is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really hope the NBA is.
Yeah, good game. So did Wiggins. Wiggins had a good game.
Well, yeah, he started this night off terrible, but then he pulled it at the end.
How did Gorgie do?
I didn't even know. I don't think Gorgie was even out there.
Oh, damn. He'd be like that.
Yeah. They're kind of just waiting his contract out at this point. I think this is last year.
It's pretty funny because he signed a huge-ass contract.
Yep. Spent $7 on one of his jerseys, so
$7 on a knockoff Chinese Gorgie Dang Timberwolves jersey.
It hasn't fallen apart yet, so.
Well, if you do, you wear it.
I wear it a few times. I miss playing basketball so much. We're not allowed to play basketball here.
Why not?
Well, during the football season, we're not allowed to play.
It's the contract you signed.
And it's the contract I signed.
My Knicks, on the other hand.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, we might have lost the battle, but we won the war.
Oh yeah, you did. How'd you do that?
RJ Barrett looks like a stud.
Oh buddy. Maple Maple Mamba?
Let me pull up the stats real quick because, oh, buddy, my trousers.
I'm really excited for Wiggins to, like, have a really good month and we trade them to you guys.
That'd be a real shame.
Oh, my God. I'm really excited about it. You know, if Wiggins was in New York, he'd really take it easy.
Oh, yeah, 100%. He'll be the best player in the league, obviously.
Nah, it's Reggie Jackson. Come on.
That's true. Let's see. Where is his name? RJ Barrett, he played 37 minutes, 9 for 13 shooting, 1 for 3 on three-pointers, 21 points, 2 assists, 5 rebounds. That's what you like to see. But
how many points?
21. But you want to guess who the best player on the team is right now?
Mitchell Robinson?
Marcus Morris Sr. Or whatever Morris is.
Marcus Morris?
Is it Marcus or Marquise?
No, you guys have Marcus.
Marcus, okay. I always forget which Morris it is. Morris led the team in scoring. He had 26 points.
Kind of racist, but okay, I guess.
They're both twins.
They both don't. Oh, yeah, you're saying they all look alike?
Mel, cut your vine.
You just made an enemy.
Mel, cut your vine.
I can't wait for the day the Morris twins beat your ass.
Oh, I can't wait either. Come at me, Morris twins. I dare you.
String you up like a pair of panties on a clothesline.
I would hate to get put in the walls of Jericho right now. Tap my ass off.
Yeah. Sit on my face, asshole.
But yeah, but the Knicks look good all around. Not really all around. It was a bad night for us Frank lovers, for the Frank stands.
Well, you came in, sign him back?
What do you mean sign him back?
You picked up his option.
Yeah, but that's for next year.
Okay. Sorry.
Frank Ntilikina, he played 3 minutes and he had 2 turnovers in those minutes. But that's Dave Fizdale's fault. He put him in too late and he was too rusty.
He played 3 minutes?
Dave Fizdale, our coach, he hates Frank Ntilikina.
Why would you pick up his option?
That's not the coach's job. That's the GM's job.
Well, if your coach isn't going to play, this guy wouldn't play him when his mother came to watch him on Christmas. Yes,
I know. That's like the only thing you know about the Knicks is just that that Dave Fizdale didn't play Frank Ntilikina when his mom came to New York on Christmas. That's the only thing you know.
Hey, coach. Hey, Skip. Am I getting in today? No.
Oh, wee wee. My mom's here to watch you play basketball. Oh, wee wee.
Lib. I don't like the way he says lay. Lay basketball. Ugh, get out of my face.
More like lay get on the bench, Frank.
Frank has to take a wee wee.
But yeah, it sucks. Frank Ntilikina is like our best defender, and he's just not using him.
What Euro person hurt Fizdale's feeling?
I feel like maybe one of them tried having sex with his wife. Marc Gasol.
I feel like Marc Gasol crop dusted the hell out of him.
Marc Gasol was the reason why he got fired from Memphis.
Is he really?
Yeah, they had a dispute, and obviously they're gonna pick Marc Gasol over him.
Hey, we don't claim him. He's not ours.
What?
He's not ours.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Some people will get what I'm talking about.
Okay. I'm not one of those.
He's Spanish.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We don't like the Spanish. They started slavery.
Spanish did. That's the biggest.
All right.
You want to talk about pushing history down?
Alternate history. Last topic. Let's kill yourself.
Do you want to sing your song?
Matt's kill yourself, yeah. Matt's kill yourself. Give me a beat. Matt's kill yourself. Okay, so this week, how was it? How would you rate that song?
That was pretty good. Your vocals were a little off, but
I'm under the weather. I've been under the weather for. I have some weird kind of cold where I'm just been sick for more than a week.
Is this a flu game?
No, it's more. Yeah, it's a cold game. I'm not gonna give it a flu game. If a flu game is more of like the time where I almost died.
When you threw up blood.
Yeah, that was a flu game. But yeah,
flu. When you shit your pants.
Michael Jordan definitely shit his pants. That had nothing. Those were two different events. We don't need to put
Michael Jordan definitely shit his pants on that bench.
He did. Who hasn't shit himself yet?
Paul Pierce shit his pants.
I don't believe that. I feel like that's just him trying to like get it out of the fact that he like looked like a little bitch.
In the words of Derek Lewis, his balls were hot.
All right, so Mets, kill yourself.
Hmm?
Joe Girardi to the Phillies.
Hmm?
Folks,
mm-hmm.
I'm not mad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can care less about Joe Girardi. I don't think Joe Girardi's a good coach.
Joe Girardi was on the Yankees.
He for was what,
15 years? Not all, I meant coached the Yankees for 15 years. What, won one World Series?
He started in 2009. I think he got fired 2 years ago. So
he started in 2009?
I think he was there for the championship year.
Huh.
Yeah, he was handed a championship. And then, like, for some reason, people think he's a good player.
Talk about the John Farrell.
I know.
Of coaching. Because right? John Farrell actually was a coach, though. So. I know. That didn't make much sense.
Yeah. Let's see. He signed with them in 2008. So, yeah, for sure. But he was handed a World Series. He's not that good of a coach. He had a major problems with like Gary Sanchez at the end of his career with the Yankees. So how much?
I was gonna say he didn't. He doesn't agree. He doesn't like the young group. Like the young core.
Yeah, and that's all Mets are is young players with some old players like Robinson Cano there. So it's like
That was a problem with John Farrell. He didn't communicate with anything.
So, that's like good I do care less, and I'm right now, Mel. I'm a big Carlos Beltran go to the Mets right now.
I heard David Wright.
No, whatever you heard is incorrect. David Wright said multiple times he's not becoming a manager anytime soon.
The bombshell.
Bombshell is crazy. There's a bombshell cannon right now, and no one knows what it is. I love it. Like the Mets are not telling us who one of the candidates for the future of our franchise is. It's a great move, and I love it.
It's like a player to be named later. Yeah. That's right.
That male? That Who was be that the best player? Comparison I've ever heard in my life.
I think that's the best comparison I ever made.
Yeah, that was a good one. Because is it A-Rod? Is it Jessica? Whatever her last name is?
It could be David Ortiz.
It could be David Ortiz. Some are saying, I want some other ones I saw. This is some weird ones. Let me find.
Prince Fielder?
No. Mets show.
Frank Fleming?
I saw Frank Thurman was there. I saw KFC was there.
Oh, wow.
I saw the leader of the Seven Line.
No love for Clem.
No. I saw the leader of the Seven Line Army was one of them. Let's see. Here's the article.
Wait. Can I say? I heard the bombshell might be.
Who?
I heard the. This is just rumors. I heard the duo coach. The duo coaching crew of the two-time world champ, Mr. Meir and Melvin.
Oh, Mel, we have a track record.
I mean, they won the championship 2 years in a row. And if they're both coaches in the MLB, they'll have way better players than us.
What's better than one coach, Mel? Two coaches.
One coach knew everything about baseball. The other one knew how to fire up the boys.
Wait, which one's which?
My dad doesn't know much about baseball.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're talking about I thought you were talking about us. I was very confused.
No, I was talking about our parents. No, what?
Wait.
We're hitting coaches. We're not. Yeah. We're not good coaches.
We're not first and third base coach.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, back. You're staying. Go.
I'll send that one every single time. Infield pop up. All right, looks like it's go. Yell, I got it when you run
that. Hey, look at the coach. He's telling you steal. Why didn't you steal?
You just yell, Danny, what the fuck? Never forget.
All right.
Thought you were muting for that.
Alright, some of the kinds, Joe Torre, Jessica Mendoza, Ron Darling, Keith Hernandez,
Keith Hernandez,
Wally Backman, David Cone, some of the bombshell candidates it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lenny Dykstra.
Ooh. Nothing's going to get that sex drive up on that team more than Lenny Dykstra.
Nah, I mean, Daryl Strawberry.
There's this one player, the ex-Mets player, is like, yeah, I'm the Bombshell Canada, guys. And he's like, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to make a taco shop outside the stadium. And then for some reason, Lenny Dykstra started posting pictures of like fruits that look like vaginas. It was very weird.
You want to talk about one of the horniest people in the world?
Folks, but it's not me. That's how you know it's bad.
Did you know Lenny Dykstra had like a boxing match with Bagel Boss?
I don't think it happened.
It never happened.
No. I was listening to the interview. They were trying. Howard Stern was trying to set it up.
You want to talk about one of the weirdest combos right there. Fucking, why?
I don't know. It was very weird.
I feel like both don't respect women, so.
Lenny Dykstra respects women, all right? You won't find a guy who respects women more than Lenny Dykstra.
Didn't he go to Barcelona office and like lean to one of the people and say, you tapping any of these?
I remember they said he left a bag in there. People were concerned.
Did he come in with a gun?
I think he had some sort of weapon.
Hey, I mean, they started. They told him to suck his balls.
Yeah. That's all I have.
You know, I can see Jason Bay maybe stepping up.
Jason Bay, ooh, I like that.
Just one of those just
all-time
one of
those,
like, Met. Yeah, I mean, just one of those random players that kind of like Alex Cora, just one of those like random players that kind of just like come up, you know.
I might have said some bad things about Alex Cora the other night. So,
what did you say about Alex Cora?
I might have said he might not be the best manager in the league.
Why are you saying this?
Because one, I'll let you guess which friend it is, said that Miggy Calloway, they should mention him there to sign Miggy Calloway. They should have signed Alex Cora.
Does his name start with Ick? Or is it Ick Garguzio?
It rhymes with Prick, yes.
Snarduzio?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I feel like, wasn't Miggy Calloway supposed to be like the second coming?
Bro, when you look at that picture of Miggy Calloway and you see that stunning, those stunning eyes, that
how do you say now?
Grizzled beard.
How do you say no?
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 His hair was amazing.
It was. He Cy Young winner with what's his name? What's the Indians pitcher name? Fuck. Corey Kluber.
Did you say San Diego's pitcher?
No, Cleveland.
You said San Diego.
I didn't say Cleveland. But yeah, this didn't work out. And I hate when people say, how come we didn't sign this guy? Well, we can't decide where a guy's going to sign.
Is it going to hurt when Miggy Calloway goes somewhere else and probably wins?
He's not going to be a manager. He's going to go back to being a pitching coach.
I don't know, man.
No, I know.
Whoa, what's your quarrel with Alex Cora?
Oh, I was saying, it's like, is Alex Cora even that good to manager, you know?
All right.
And he didn't have a good year this year.
It's not. No, he actually did. Their offense was better this year than it was last year.
Well, they just didn't have 82 wins. So.
They didn't have starting pitching or a bullpen.
Wow, Chris Sale, David Price. What else do you guys have?
Oh, David Price didn't have a terrible year. Erod pitched well this year.
Erod. Yeah, you don't have any starting pitching?
Erod had ended the year with like a 3-4-6.
So you didn't have a bat. You didn't have any starting pitcher?
I mean, they sucked.
Oh, let me tell you something. There's nothing that gets me more mad online than my players not getting nominated for awards. And Jeff McNeil got not getting nominated for a gold glove in the outfield. That just makes me sick.
When's the MVP?
It's not until like December.
Really?
Yeah, then remember how stupid the MLB is with this stuff?
Who's winning Cy Young?
Jacob DeGrom?
If Scherzer, what if Scherzer, like...
No, Scherzer's probably going to be coming third.
Really? Who's behind DeGrom?
Ryu.
The Dodgers pitcher. I forgot about him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a shitty second half. DeGrom's able to catch up. DeGrom had, like... So, it sucks because Ryu had, like, a 2.4 ERA. And then, like, his last start, he threw, like, 7 shutout innings, which, like, lowered it a lot more. But the season he had at the end of the second half was just so terrible. And DeGrom had such a, like he came back to DeGrom form. So, yeah. I think DeGrom can win it.
I mean, I've been saying from the beginning you guys should have just traded both DeGrom and Syndergaard.
Why would we trade one of our best pitchers?
Because they're one of your best assets, and you guys need to rebuild.
Yeah, but how much are what's going to rebuild with Jacob DeGrom? You know,
you can't rebuild with Jacob DeGrom.
Why not?
What are you, like 31 now?
33.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have gone younger. I mean, I'm not gonna tell you what to do.
Yeah, I mean, this is the team who signed Chris Sale to like a terrible deal.
You guys, deserved it after what he did.
Not winning a Cy Young?
It's like great selling, trading off your best prospects for Edwin Diaz, right?
It's like trading all your great prospects for Chris Sale.
Well, he got us World Series. So.
Did he get you the World Series, though?
Yeah, he did total last out.
But did he get the World Series, or was it like
he did total last out.
And was it David Price who was just a better pitcher in the postseason?
You're the best. You signed Cespedes to a no-trade clause contract.
I don't care. Cespedes is the best.
Where is he?
You'll come back next year. I bet. I just know
him. How much more years is left? 1 year, right?
This is the last year after this.
It was funny. I remember being on the bus with you telling you that was a bad signing.
It's not a bad signing.
Me and Billy laughed at you the whole time.
He just got injured. That's the only bad problem about it. If he was never injured, it wouldn't be a bad signing.
What was it this year? He fell off a horse or something?
He fell into a hole.
Why is he horseback riding?
He likes horses, and he didn't fall off a horse.
I want to see the numbers of him on the Mets, because if you pile those up, he has to be the greatest player of all time.
Yes. We go over this every episode. You bring up Yordan Cespedes. You're the only person that brings up Yordan Cespedes, and I'm the only one that tells you how good Yordan Cespedes is.
Because Cespedes on the Mets is one of the greatest players to ever live. And it doesn't make any sense. The two games he plays for you guys every year, he just goes off.
Yordan Cespedes' career in the Mets. In four years, he has 74 home runs, 201 RBIs. He's hitting .282 with an on-base percentage of .346, slugging .543.
I mean, that's with barely playing those 4 years too.
Male, he's unstoppable.
That's like he barely played those 4 years.
He's played 308 games in 4 years. There's 162 games this season.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Cespedes is on the Red Sox. People forget that.
So every time Cespedes leaves a team, the team comes in last place next season.
God bless Mookie. Not really. Thank you, Mookie. I miss Bobby Valentine. Get him back.
He was one of the candidates, bombshell candidates.
See, was he really?
No, bombshell candidates.
Was he? You don't want Bobby Valentine.
No, I don't want Bobby Valentine. Ooh, it's DeAndre Ayton facing a 25-game suspension for violating anti-drug policy.
Yikes. So stupid. So stupid.
Yikes, that's a big yikes for my Phoenix Suns.
So stupid that they have that. I'm guessing it was just weed.
Probably.
So dumb.
So dumb.
That shouldn't be.
Yeah, like you smoke weed all the time, you never get trouble for D3 football.
I don't do it that much. I stopped for the last few weeks because apparently if we make playoffs, everyone gets drug tested.
So you just admitted it on a podcast.
Oh, what?
Live form.
Piss test me. In a few weeks. We might make playoffs. It's crazy. I might be on ESPN.
Yeah, but it's like, how valuable is being a kickoff or a field goal guy? Sorry. Apologies.
You'll see me out there.
Will we, though?
Taking a step down, yes. If we win, like I have to go away tomorrow. Like I'm sleeping overnight at the place.
Where is it?
If we
take the train?
No, we're taking it. You hear it?
Yes, Mel, I hear it.
No, it's like the sleep. It's weird that I have to sleep away. It's really weird, but.
Wait, where is it?
Framingham, Massachusetts. It's only a 2-hour drive, but the game's at like 12:30, and they don't want to
wake up at 6. How far have you traveled so far?
This was like a 4-hour drive.
I don't get with that with D3 football, but I guess it's conferences, so it makes sense.
Yeah, you play people around you. And like, say like, if we win and make playoffs, we're probably versus like a team from like New York. So like Brockport or Cortland. Oh my God, if we play Cortland.
Oh no.
Holy yikes, shit.
Folks.
I really
That's a yikes in the chat.
I hope we destroy. Oh my God.
I'm just going to go to the game and just cheer on different reasons.
You're going to be staring at the crowd just cheering.
You see the person in the crowd. Mel Divell comes on the field. He blocks the field goal. He's running down the 5, the 20, the 10, the 5.
Wait,
touchdown.
No, that means. Wait a minute. That means that I'd get blown up and the field goal would get blocked and they'd be running.
No. The field goal gets blocked and you pick up the ball.
Oh.
And the touchdown.
Someone, we tried a fake last week and the guy was running down the sideline and I was like close to him. I was really hoping the person in front of me missed a tackle so I can make the tackle at the 1-yard line.
Nice. That's like, selfishness.
I mean, it'd be so awesome. Like, yeah!
Folks, it's a players league.
Oh, D3 is all about players. Mm-hmm. Our start. Never mind. We're going to say it. Never mind.
Okay.
Cut that out.
Cut the vibe.
Yeah.
That's all we have.
Anything going on with you?
No. Talking about cars, folks.
We have an ad this week?
No, that was your cue for your topic.
What topic?
Mail.
What?
Cars. Fast, loud noises.
Yes.
What else would you want? What else would I want to be talking about here?
What topic?
The topic you told me to talk about.
Oh.
And that's gonna be the episode. End of the episode.
So Cardi B is in Fast and Furious.
We'll see you guys definitely next week.
Bye.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life, this is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life, I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life, this is basic thugonomics. Word life, I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Whether fighting or spitting, my discipline is unforgiving. Got you backing up in a defensive position. An ass-kicking anthem, heavyweight or bantam. Holding camps for ransom, the microphone phantom. Teams hit the floor, it's the new fight joint. Like a broken needle, kid, you missing a point. We dominate your conference with offense that's no nonsense. My theme song hits, get your reinforcements. We strike quick with hard kicks, ducking ice sticks, bare knuckle mitts through fight pits. Beat you lifeless, never survive this. Get forgot like all timers. Two-faced rappers walk away with four shiners. The raw rhymer, turning legends to old timers. My incisors like a viper biting through your one miners. New Dead Man Inc., and we about to make you famous. Taking over Earth and still kicking in Uranus.